to Deuteronomy chapter 28. It's a really long one, okay? So follow along. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now it shall be, if you will diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, and if you will obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the country, blessed shall be the offspring of your body, the produce of your ground, the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way and shall flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command a blessing upon you in your barns, all that you put your hand to, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he swore to you, if you will keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. So all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will make you abound in prosperity in the offspring of your body and in the offspring of your beast, and the produce of your ground, and the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give you rain to your land in its season, to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you only shall be above, and you shall not be underneath, if you will listen to the commandment of the Lord your God, which I charge you today, to observe them carefully. Do not turn aside from any of the words which I command you today, to the right or to the left, or to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come about, if you will not obey the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes with which I charge you today, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the offspring of your body, the produce of your ground, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in, cursed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will send upon you curses, confusion, and rebuke in all you undertake to do, until you are destroyed, until you perish quickly on account of the evil of your deeds, because you have forsaken me. The Lord will make the pestilence cling to you until he has consumed you from the land where you are entering to possess it. The Lord will smite you with consumption and with fever, with inflammation, with fiery heat, and with the sword, with blight, with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. The heaven which is over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you iron. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them, but you shall flee seven ways before them. You shall be an example of terror to all the kingdoms of the earth. And your carcasses shall be food to all the birds of the sky, the beasts of the earth, and there shall be no one to frighten them away. The Lord will smite you with the boils of Egypt, and with tumors, and with the scab, and with the itch, from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will smite you with madness, and with blindness, and with bewilderment of heart. And you shall grope at noon as a blind man gropes in darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways, but you shall only be oppressed and robbed continually, with none to save you. You shall betroth a wife, but another man shall violate her. You shall build a house, but you shall not live in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but you shall not use its fruit. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Your donkey shall be torn away from you, and you shall not be restored to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and you shall have none to save you. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, while your eyes shall look on and yearn for them continually. But there shall be nothing you can do. A people whom you do not know shall eat up the produce of your ground and all your labors, and shall never be anything but oppressed and crushed continually. You shall be driven mad by the sight of what you see. The Lord will strike you on your knees and legs with sore boils, from which you cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the crown of your head. The Lord will bring you and your king, whom you shall set over you, to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone. You shall become a terror, or you become a horror, a proverb, and a taunt among all the people where the Lord will drive you. You shall bring out much seed to the field, but you shall gather in little, for the locust shall consume it. You shall plant and cultivate vineyards, but you shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worm shall devour them. You shall have olive trees throughout your territory, but you shall anoint yourself with oil, for your olives shall drop off. You shall have sons and daughters, but they shall not be yours, for they shall go into captivity. The cricket shall possess all your trees and the produce of your ground. The alien who is among you shall rise above you higher and higher, but you shall go down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. So all these curses shall come on you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you will not obey the Lord your God by keeping his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they shall become a sign and a wonder on you and your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God with joy, with a glad heart, for the abundance of all things. Therefore you shall serve your enemies, whom the Lord shall send against you, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, in the lack of all things, and he will put an iron yoke on your neck and until he has destroyed you. The Lord will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as the eagle swoops down, a nation whose language you shall not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, who shall have no respect for the old, nor show favor to the young. Moreover, it shall eat the offspring of your herd and the produce of your ground until you are destroyed, who also leaves you no grain, new wine, or oil, nor the increase of your herd or the young of your flock until they have caused you to perish. And it shall besiege you in all your towns until your high and fortified walls in which you trusted come down throughout your land. And it shall besiege you in all your towns throughout your land which the Lord your God has given you. Then you shall eat the offspring of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters whom the Lord your God has given you during the siege and the distress by which your enemies shall oppress you. The man who is refined and very delicate among you, you shall be hostile toward his brother and toward his wife he cherishes and toward the rest of his children who remain. So he will not give even one of them any of the flesh of his children which he shall eat, since he has nothing else left, during the siege and the distress by which your enemy shall oppress you in all your towns. The refined and delicate woman among you who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and refinement shall be hostile toward the husband she cherishes and toward her son and daughter, and toward her afterbirth which issues from between her legs and toward her children whom she bears, for she shall eat them secretly for lack of anything else during the siege and the distress by which your enemy shall oppress you in your towns. If you are not careful to observe all the words of this law, which are written in this book, to fear this honored and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring extraordinary plagues on you and your descendants, even severe and lasting plagues and miserable and chronic sicknesses. And he shall bring you back on you all the diseases of Egypt, which you are afraid, for they shall cling to you. Also every sickness and every plague, which not written in the book of this law, the Lord will bring on you until you are destroyed. Then you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because you did not obey the Lord your God. And it shall come about that as the Lord delighted over you to prosper you and multiply you, so the Lord will delight over you to make you perish and destroy you, and you shall be torn from the land which you are entering to possess it. Moreover, the Lord will scatter you among all peoples from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth, and there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone, which you or your fathers have not known. And among those nations you shall find no rest, and there shall be no resting place for the sole of your foot. But there the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing of eyes, and despair of soul. So your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you shall be in dread night and day, and shall have no assurance of your life. In the morning you shall say, would that it were evening. And at evening you shall say, would that it were morning, because of the dread of your heart which you dread, and for the sight of your eyes which you shall see. And the Lord will bring you back to Egypt in ships by the way about which I spoke to you. You will never see it again, and there you shall offer yourselves for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but there will be no buyer. Amen. Man, this is really harsh, man. As you go through this, if you remember the chapter before, we talked about the blessings at Gerizim, and then the curses at Ebal. And so now 28 is really extrapolating on this. So Moses is going a little deeper. He's being more descriptive of exactly what all this looks like. So the first part is dealing with the blessings. That goes until 14. And these were the blessings. If you obey the Lord, if you follow God, this is what you can expect to have. Tremendous amount of blessing. Some of these ones, you'd be familiar with some of these passages. Verse 13, this is used a lot in churches, especially charismatic churches. It says, "And he shall make you the head and not the tail." This is an ancient Oriental saying, which basically means that you're going to be powerful, but you're also going to be self-reliant. You're not going to have to rely on any other nation for anything that you need. You're going to absolutely prosper. Just think in our age, you know, when we say top to bottom, that means you have it all, right? And so it's basically the ancient way of saying basically that you have everything, and you'll be the head and the tail in that regard. Or the head and not the tail. Then we get to the consequences of disobedience. And this becomes quite an interesting passage, because the disobedience, if you actually look through this and if you do a survey, Moses is actually prophesying. All this stuff that he's written, all this stuff happened. And if you actually want to extrapolate this, actually is still happening to the Israelite nation. And because, why? Because they haven't obeyed the Lord. And so the wording that he uses is very, I'm reading this, very harsh. It's very mean in some ways. But what he's depicting is really the consequences and result of disobedience. It could very easily well be said that if you disobey, if you don't keep the commandments, you don't keep the law, and all that God has commanded you, remember this is the second covenant here, then you can expect that these things are going to happen to you. So it's not necessarily God that's smiting the Israelites, it's actually the Israelites that are smiting themselves purely by reason of their disobedience. And so it's important for us to really recognize how valuable, how important it is to obey the Lord. Let's just do a couple of these here. The first part of this, he's just basically doing the flip side of 1 through 14. And you can see the very similar language. Blessed would be going in, blessed would be going out, and all cursed would be going in, cursed would be going out. So he's basically using the same language to depict. But then he gets a little bit more intense in his description of what this is going to be like. He talks about men and moms and dads that will be eating their offspring during the siege. This happened in 2 Kings, I believe it was chapter 6, that they started eating their own children because there was no food. And so when you see 23, the heaven which is over your head should be bronze, the earth which is under you iron. This in many ways is going back and looking at Daniel that goes up and the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. And even if you actually go through Nebuchadnezzar, remember it was gold and it starts moving down, bronze and then iron and clay. Well, the depiction was these are different kingdoms by which they were going to subdue Israel. Each of these kingdoms, they're going to be less and less glorious. These are talking about different ages of actually their slavery. And glorious and the harder, or as you go down the depiction that it goes out, glorious, they're going to be mean to you. They're not going to be as glorious as you did a different iron and whatnot, but they're going to be even harder. And the labor and the work is going to be more difficult for you. And it's laying this down and it's giving an aside to what's going to happen through Babylonian captivity later on. And then, it just goes on and on and on, all these things. And in 68, this is probably, imagine these guys just left slavery. And then Moses says, the Lord will bring you back to Egypt in ships. And so you just left Egypt. You were there for, 400 years. And now you're going to go back there. Actually, this exactly happened. Josephus writes about a period of time where Israelites were sold back into slavery in Egypt. And they were actually transported in these ships. And so this happened throughout the history of the Israelites. And it's amazing the illnesses that they're talking about here. And this is a pretty fair idea to talk through that, you know, this illness or sickness is not really part of God's will, but it's a result of sin and disobedience. And we see all the, we're talking about leprosy. He's talking about autoimmune diseases here. I mean, just so many different things that there's a nod here to like elephantitis and these type of things that will be that will smite the people, and all these diseases and all these things as a result of their sin because they did not obey the Lord God. And I mean, it just goes on and on. And you see, if you do a survey of the Old Testament, you see where people came in. Remember the Midianites came in and stole their grain. They planted, they did all these things, and then all of a sudden the Midianites came and stole their labor. They didn't even get to eat the food by which they planted and worked so hard for in harvest. And this is, unfortunately, every single one of these things became fulfilled over the course of the history of Israel. Why? Because they didn't obey the Lord. It's such a, Moses is saying, it's such a contrast of you obey God, man, there's going to be so much blessing that flows into your life. You disobey God, there's a curse that happens. So many bad things that come into our lives as a result of our disobedience. And so, I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out the moral of this passage. Just obey the Lord, man. I mean, you know, the consequences of disobedience are grave. I mean, it's really, in this sense, the difference between life and death in many ways. And so, you know, whatever you sense the Lord leading you in, and whatever, man, just obey the Lord. Just get it into your value system, get it into your mind. That, man, whatever happens, so whatever is going on in your life, I'm going to choose to obey the Lord. I'm going to choose to be faithful because the result, the curse of unfaithfulness or sin is horrific. And you don't have to walk in this. I want to encourage you, next time you're having a moment of temptation, open up Deuteronomy chapter 28. And just read it. By the time you finish this chapter, probably that temptation is going to go away anyway because it's so stinking long to begin with. But on top of that, just read about the consequences of our sin. And I mean, if this doesn't make you turn, I don't know what will. So let's close our eyes. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you today. Is there anything in your life, is there a temptation in your life right now towards some sin or are you tempted to move from weakness to wickedness? Is what I talked about on Sunday. Just don't, huh? Simple, just don't. And if you are in the midst of that temptation, ask God for strength. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will provide a way out that you may stand up under it. Ask God for that strength to stand up under. And as we sing, just begin to submit our weakness, that proclivity towards, as we seek Him. Thank you. Let's pray. Let's give the Lord whatever you're tempted with these days. Let's ask God for a revelation concerning the consequence of disobedience and sin. Let us begin to see how grave it is. It's not just a mistake. It's just not a little lie. The wages of sin is death. Now obviously Christ has come into our lives, and He saves us from the punishment of sin. But we still bear the consequences in many ways. So let the Holy Spirit speak to us this morning. Let's submit our weakness to the Lord. Let's pray together. Let's lift up our community that's battling through cancer and going through chemotherapy and recovering from surgery. Let's pray for God's hand upon them. Let's pray for Holy Spirit to lead and guide, and that the Lord would just bring that healing word. Pray for our community that is battling through illness but also needs to meet with Jesus. Let's pray that word of salvation. Let's pray for the family members, everyone around them. There'll be a real urgency to lead them to Jesus. Let's just lift them up. Let's pray for our community that's battling through illness. Let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our community that's looking for work, and let's pray for God's provision, that God would open the doors and provide for them. Let's continue to pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for our government that is in charge. Let's pray that they would rule righteously. Let's continue to pray against the wealth gap and ask the Lord to send revival here, and especially amongst the churches. Let's pray for our friends at Sports Services, at Shanty, Masters Beauty, Sons and Daughters, Feed the Hungry, CSW, and the Korean Church. Let's ask God to use them, provide for them, just release anointing so they can really make an impact here in Hong Kong. Let's pray. Let's pray for our staff. Let's ask for God's hand to be upon our team, that the Lord would really use us as we lead our church. Pray for health. Pray for their families. Pray for anointing and wisdom to be faithful in the ministries that God has given to us. Let's pray for the worship sound and media team. Let's pray for a real heart of worship and excellence in everything to do, and a real attention to detail that would really lead our church and help us to really connect with God. Let's pray for the Arts Anonymous group. Let's pray for a real spirit of creativity. Pray as they prepare the next issue of Spread, and also help revamp our website and all of our print media. Let's just pray for God's hand to be with them and real diligence to finish the tasks at hand. Let's pray for house churches meeting tonight. Let's pray for God's hand to be with them as they share with one another. Let there be a real strong sense of community, and just God's grace for everyone to grow, would just really flourish. pray together. Father, we just thank you, God. Thank you for just the incredible reminder, Lord, of the consequences, God, of our disobedience. Lord, help us to be good sons, God. Lord, a wise son makes a father's heart glad. Help us to walk in that wisdom, Lord, of obedience and serving you, Lord God, with all of our heart. Lord, watch over us today as we seek to give Jesus the Christ all the glory that he deserves. We thank you. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.